Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, we're so thankful what God's doing. Amen. Next Sunday night, I'm telling you, Mission Sunday, Taste of Missions, right? Amen. And we're excited what God will do. Amen. In this place to get a taste of missions. Amen. We're excited to have a part, just a little part, in reaching and planting those seeds out. I can't get to Jordan. I can't get to Albania. But, hey, we're making tracks. Amen. The other day when we had a missionary to Albania, we took him to Napolis to eat. And these people are from Albania. And I want to just tell you, already there's a connection. He has their cell phone. You just don't know what God's going to do because, amen, we made that effort. Amen. Wouldn't you like to get a report because you gave and you reached and you gave an opportunity? Amen. We connected to this missionary to see people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost all because of our efforts. Amen. I want to see that. Amen. Brother Tim Main is going to be with us. Amen. Sister C and I will be leaving early, amen, Wednesday morning to head out. Amen. And we're going on a trip for 2 weeks. And so Brother Main will be here next Sunday, both services. Amen. Then, and we're excited what God will be doing. And if you have any problem, ever any need, Brother Zach will just call Brother Zach in the middle of the night if you have a, he knows how to roll out of that bed. Amen. So we want, if you need prayer, whatever you need, amen. We're excited, amen, that we could leave our church and be up, just get away for a little bit for 36 years, amen, of being married and 28 years of being here as pastor. Amen. So we're excited what God's going to do. Amen. I want the Lord to recharge me so much. Amen. Just by being away that I could come back and be more effective than ever. Amen. Sometimes it takes us just getting away and sharpening and letting the Lord shape us. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking, Lord, to shape and sharpen and give me direction. Amen. That I could come. Amen. It'd be wonderful to come back to some brand new babies filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So be ready. I know Brother Main is praying. Amen, for next Sunday. And I want you to invite as much as you can to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I want to see God fill brand new people with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Worship the Lord with the choir at this time.
Got the words. There we go.
Had a lot of trouble.
One more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more battle that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Had a lot of trouble and trials.
River Jordan, hallelujah. Then I'll have no fear. Then I'll have no fear. Cause I've got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Talk about me since I walk this narrow way. It's just another little valley. I come through it when I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, crossed a lot of little streams. When I see old Jordan cold and dark, that'll be the last for me. That'll be the last for me.
Cause I've got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Cause we've got one more river to cross,
one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Woo! Hallelujah. I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. I'm not giving in.
Right.
Amen. We're thankful for the power of the word of the Lord today. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, would you turn with us tonight? Amen. The book of Psalms, chapter 100. Amen. Psalm chapter 100 tonight. Amen. This is a beautiful passage of scripture. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Psalm the 100th chapter tonight. And there's something in this passage, amen, that I feel led for this service that God has for you and for me tonight. Amen. Good to see Brother Diego. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The scripture says, make a joyful. Sometimes it's a noise in it. Amen. Sometimes it's just a noise. But when it's a joyful noise unto the Lord, there's something about it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We didn't get here by ourselves. He's made us. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Then it comes back, be thankful unto him and bless his name. He said, enter in his gates with thanksgiving, courts with praise. Then it goes right back. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is
good.
For the Lord is
good.
And his mercy is, somebody say everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Would you just put your Bible down right now, and I want you to worship the Lord. Amen. Somebody thank God for who he is. Thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, would you make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated tonight. Amen. This psalm starts off with applaud to God with a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Gladness is pleasing delight. What a privilege to be serving in the courts of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Serve the Lord with pleasing delight. Come before his presence with singing. When's the last time you sung to God? More than you sung God's song, but you sung to God. Many times we sing God's song, but we don't sing to God. Amen. Oh, when's the last time you given God a song just for him and from your heart? Know that the Lord himself is God, our maker, and we are his people. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving means gratitude, giving thanks. And into his courts with praise, be thankful to him and bless his name. And I'm thankful that the Lord is good tonight. And he is everlasting and his truth endures indefinitely. Hallelujah. Indefinitely, God will give you power to endure when he is in your life. Amen. But tonight, amen, I want to talk to you about a change, a change having the password. Amen. When you have the password, amen, you have something like a key. Amen. When you have the password, amen, when it starts off with a password in your life, amen, there is something beautiful. And in my house, I have a keypad now. Amen. The reason why, we're not good with keys. Amen. We need a keypad. Amen. That way, amen, instead of handing out keys, amen, I give the code, the password. And friend, tonight, amen, you may have lost your key, but if you still have your password, amen, you'll get somewhere. Amen. The password's important to your bank account. The password's important to your email account. The password's important to having access to the internet. But folks, before the presence of God, you better have the password. The password tonight, amen. Oh, when you have the password, what a change it makes. Hallelujah, what a change it makes. And when you have the password tonight, I don't care how bad it's been and how bad you feel, amen, having the password, amen, is something great and something grand and something exciting. You have liberty when you have the password. Wow. I could get through when I have the password. I can approach places that nobody else can't. With a password. I have an advantage when I have the password, Sister Riley, Brother Riley. The password gives me the ability to step through places nobody else goes. It's a clearance. It's more than a security clearance. It's more than just having some. Amen. I have the password tonight. Are you thankful that, amen, with God, God has a password, amen, that will help you enter in places you can't get. Right here tonight, it says, enter into his gates with a password. Amen. The password is thanksgiving. Amen. That's the key. When a person, more than having, amen, just saying, I know the formula, but the way to apply the password is to be grateful unto him, thankful unto him, and bless his name. Do you know gratitude is a great thing? It brings a change in your life. When somebody has a sense of gratitude, or they're thankful for what God has done for them, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You ever seen somebody who were not thankful? You ever seen somebody that did not have it together? Amen. They didn't realize what God's done. But when somebody knows that they know what God's done for them and they're grateful for the things of God, amen, isn't it amazing? There is a change in their life. There is a difference when somebody has that password applied in their life and they're grateful. Amen. God does make a difference with a grateful heart. Yeah. Amen. You know, one man said this, that gratitude is kind of like gravy. The more you put on, the better everything tastes. Woo! I want to have gratitude tonight. Gratitude is calorie free. Hallelujah, you serve it in large portions. You can get all you want tonight. Amen. When you're grateful unto the Lord, gratitude is something tasteful, something good. Amen. But gratitude turns what we have into enough. I've seen people always want more, but they're not satisfied with what they have, not grateful for what they have. Gratitude turns in what you have into more than enough, and sometimes even to leftovers, doesn't it? Ooh, are you thankful for how God blesses? Amen. Gratitude turns little things into big blessings. Amen. I wonder tonight if somebody's catching on to the password. Amen. Oh, to the throne of grace. You got to get it. You can't get into it. Amen. But just praise. I know some people that they start praising God, singing a song, but they're never grateful for the things of God. Hey, we don't supposed to be here tonight. We don't belong here. Amen. Oh, we really, to our lives, we ought to be dead. We ought to be sentenced. We ought to be shackled. We ought to be in the pit of shame, but the goodness of the Lord has made a difference in our life. I'm grateful for the Lord tonight. You know, gratitude don't change your situation. It changes the way, the lens, the way you see it. It's amazing when you look through gratification, gratitude. Amen. Gratitude is something that, I mean, you see life differently. I'm thankful for the blessings of the Lord tonight. Amen. I want you to think about the transforming moments of gratitude. The Bible speaks about one leper who returned to thank God. Y'all remember the story of the 10 lepers? Amen. The context was Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only one returned to give thanks. And what was the change? All 10 were cleansed. All 10 were healed. The disease stopped, but some were still left missing fingers. Some had maybe a missing nose and missing toes. But the one that came back to thank God, the Bible says he was made whole. And Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. I wonder tonight, amen, the change, amen, that happens, a complete wholeness and a deep transformation, amen, that happens when somebody has the password and they have keyed it in. When you have keyed in that sense of gratitude and you're thankful over what God's done. God has more than a healing for you. God has an abundance, a wholesomeness, a completeness, a joy that the world can't give it to you and the world can't take it away. Woo! Somebody ought to shout to God. Amen. If you know what I'm talking about, are you grateful tonight? You ought to lift your voice and shout to God. You remember Jonah being trapped in the belly of the whale? Have you ever thought about this? It actually says a great fish. Here Jonah was disobedient. And he wanted to do things his way. But God said, no, 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 I'm not sending you over here. I'm sending you to the place you don't want to go. And Jonah, trapped in the belly of the great fish, you know what changed in Jonah's life that day when he used the password? You read in Jonah the second chapter, verse 9, this is what Jonah said. I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. Have you ever realized that at Thanksgiving, when Jonah became thankful and he said, God, I'm going to give unto you the sacrifice. The sacrifice with a voice of thanksgiving. God commanded the fish to release him when Jonah was thankful. Amen. Gratitude became the turning point from death to deliverance. I want to tell somebody tonight, amen, it's wonderful to have the password, but it's wonderful to use the password. Amen. It's wonderful to have gratitude in the sense of it changes the situation. It turned that big fish around. Amen. And that fish had to get rid of something inside of him because somebody was thankful. What a difference God makes when we start and we have a sense of gratitude. Amen. You watch this. I know our children that has grown up in Sunday school know this song, and those at 14 Children's Church. Are you humbly a grumbly hateful? What's your attitude? Do you grumble and groan or let it be known? Are you grateful for all God's done for you? Question is, are you humbly grateful or grumbly hateful? Which one are you tonight? When Jonah found himself in the belly of the whale, did he cause a riot? No. He headed for the shore because he had a thank you to God. And God gave him a free ride. I want to ask you, even Noah found himself in a floating zoo, the little song says. Did he ever try to jump ship? No. Even for 40 days and long nights, he cleared the deck for that long trip. Amen. Was he grateful? Oh, he was grateful. Are you grateful to be aboard today? Amen. The ship of Zion, the ark of God. Amen. What a difference it makes when somebody is grateful unto God. I want you to think about a complainer. A complainer will always be a wanderer. When that wanderer is somebody who wanders, just wander. Wander in circles, here and yonder without purpose. A complainer will always be a wanderer. Don't let your spirit degenerate into grumbling and complaining. I'll tell you the reason why. Because grumblers are destined to wander. They go in circles repeating the same failures again and again. Somebody say amen. They may try again and appear to succeed for a while, but watch their life. Soon enough, they find themselves back where they started because they were the one that always had a grumbling, griping spirit instead of were thankful unto the Lord. That was the story of the children of Israel. God delivered them out of the with the mighty works of his hand out of Egypt. Even the Red Sea parted before them. Their enemies were drowned behind them. He fed them manna from heaven, water from a rock, quail when they hungered for meat. He sheltered them by a cloud on the day and lit their way with a fire by night. Yet they chose to murmur. You know what? They didn't use the password. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to use the password. You got to have it. You got to do more than have the password. You got to use the password. You know, and when they start murmuring and complaining and griping, guess what happened? The manna was boring. The water from the rock became not so tasty. I'm telling you, I love the provisions of God, don't you? Their journey became too long. Their leader took too much time. These are not unfamiliar complaints. Amen. Have you ever heard them? Amen. I heard it in your heart. My husband can't make up his mind. Our finances are low. The house renovation has drug over a long time. Well, over and over again, we start griping. I wish she would hurry up. Hey, friend, I want to tell you, we got a lot of gripe and grumblings. Amen. Everybody has a gripe, it seems. But one truth remains, grumbling cannot coexist with gratitude. I'm going to say it again. There's a truth, and it means this tonight. Grumbling cannot coexist with gratitude. The psalmist said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name. God is looking for somebody that knows the password and uses that password. Get through the gate tonight. Amen. Be thankful unto him and bless the Lord. I want to bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. Come on, he's looking for somebody that has a sense of gratitude. You know, every time we yield to a complaining spirit, we step outside of his presence and away from his blessings. Why do we take on the battle ourselves instead of giving it to God? You know, complaining also blinds us. Our eyes on fix, it starts to fix on what we dislike, what's going wrong, what feels hard. Meanwhile, the miracle passes by us unseen. We miss the water gushing from the rock, the fire separating us from our enemy, the cloud of glory leading us far, because our gaze starts fixing on tasteless manna. Huh. Can't believe God brought us out of here to just abandon us. You know, we've wore the same old clothes for 40 years, but they didn't finish it. And the clothes did not deteriorate on their body. Their shoes didn't wear out. Amen. God was leading them miraculously. I'd rather have God in the lead and have God's hand on me than be outside of the camp of God. I want to tell somebody tonight, look what the Lord has done. Amen. Stop and think about what God has done for you. You ought to be grateful unto him and bless his name tonight. God is looking for people that use the password. Woo! Hallelujah. I heard a study one time conducted of people. Maybe you've seen it. They watched a little video clip and they were told to count the number of times a ball passed back and forth across the screen. And in the middle of that scene, a man dressed as a gorilla wandered in, waved, made faces, and walked out. You know, almost nobody ever noticed him because they were so intense on focusing on the ball. That is what happens when our eyes are glued on our complaints. We miss the very presence of God moving right in front of us. I want the glory of God. I don't want to miss the opportunity of opportunities. Hallelujah. When you're in the lowest valley, hang on. Amen. I got a God that is the lily of the valley. I don't want to miss the lily when I'm in the valley. And when you are there in the midst of your lion's den, hang on, you got a God that will step in and give you victory in your lion's den. While you're in the fiery furnace of life, hang on, there's a fourth man I don't want to miss in the fire. Amen. Somebody tonight, recognize who you're serving and who's on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? We got a right to be thankful. I wish somebody would pick your head up and just shout again to God. Somebody ought to holler to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Worse still, complaint drains the joy. Peace. And the laughter even from a home. If you complain to your husband or wife, your children would complain to you. They start picking up on complaints, don't they? They will mirror your attitude until the whole house is weighed down in the same gray cloud. In a church, when we start complaining, guess what? Everybody else starts complaining. But I'm telling you tonight, we got a right to praise God.
Amen.
We're thankful and grateful people. Even the husband and wife that you've longed to draw near may not feel urgent to respond to in a house full of complaints. And what about us with God tonight? Can God draw near here tonight because of our gratitude? Or is it that we're constantly complaining and our complaints are separating us from our God? I mean, God withdrew himself from Israel when their spirit was one of murmuring. God didn't want to go near them because they started having contempt. They started having these fits of saying, he left us out here to dry and dehydrate. When God said, I've given you the finest in the midst of adverse circumstances, I'm going to tell you, God's not done with you tonight. Amen. You may feel that you're in the middle of the valley, but hang on, friend. Do you want God to move the cloud? Do you want God to stop the water? Do you want God to quit the provision? Or do you want a God just to keep on leading you that you could get the lesson that he's in control? Don't you want to use the password? Somebody tonight ought to be grateful unto the Lord and bless his name. Come on, God's not done. He's not going to leave you behind. I heard a story of a wife, and she and her husband had a little good habit of making their bed every morning together and standing on either side. They would snap the sheets, smooth the wrinkles, and they would talk about the day. She confessed that she realized one morning how she always began by complaining how little sleep she had gotten. How many times the baby had woken. And which one of the babies had wet the bed. I got to go change the sheets in that baby's bed. But in one of these moments, she felt the Lord convict her. Why don't you start your day with gratitude instead of complaint? The next morning, she tried. As they took the corners and fluffed the pillows, she shared some little funny things that the children had said the day before. She talked about the progress around the house and small joys. And she told her husband, did you hear little Abigail? Did you hear what she said today? Oh, did you see what he did today? And she told, you know what happened? Their relationship changed. I mean, her husband, he just kept his arm around her. And the whole day, that husband, he found ways to get back home that day and said, honey, I just want to be around you. Her gratitude sparked an inspiration in her husband. It gave him ideas for the children, direction for the family. It meant all because there was something applied called gratitude. Just that simple choice to begin the day without complaint, amen, but with thanksgiving, opened the door for guidance, for creation and blessing. And it transformed that home. How many needs a transformation right now in your life? Woo! Amen. I want to thank God tonight that he's on my side. I want to praise God that he's in control. Well, I don't see it happening. He's still in control when I don't see it. He's still the anchor aboard the ship when the ship is in the midst of the storm. What do you have that you're grateful for tonight? Gratitude will change everything. Philippians, the second chapter, says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. In other words, do all things without grumbling or complaining, that you may become blameless and pure, the children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Among you, shine as lights in the world. You can't shine as a light of the world if you're grumbling and complaining and messed up in the world. But somebody tonight, you need to get the password and punch it in and say, God, I'm tired of living outside the door. It's time for me to enter the gates with thanksgiving. I want to enter the courts with praise. I want to be thankful unto you and bless your name. Oh, clap your hands, son of God. Applaud your king. Applaud your provider. Applaud your maker. So we start banishing grumbling from our lips. Pretty soon when it's out of your lips, it'll be leaving in your heart. You won't have it in your heart no longer. Don't exile yourself to a lifetime of wandering in circles. You bark it very well. Somebody that grumbles and complains is not grateful. Their life becomes a wanderer. Instead, the scripture said, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 18. Step up to the rock with gratitude, praise, climb the mountain of his presence. Gratitude will change the circumstance. I want to tell you, gratitude is not just good manners, but it's a spiritual weapon. It's a spiritual weapon. The devil cannot stand it when somebody is thankful. When somebody has used and using the password, amen, because you're getting to the throne of grace, amen, it breaks the cycle of wandering. It opens our eyes to the miracles we otherwise would miss, and it transforms our homes, our marriages, and our hearts. I'm telling you tonight, God wants to transform this church. Amen. God is ready to step you up and to lead you up higher, but you got to get to that place, amen, that you praise him. You thank him. You have gratitude in your heart. Complaining shrinks your world, but gratitude expands it. Complaining builds walls, but gratitude opens gates. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist said, enter to his gates with thanksgiving. If you want to walk in joy, if you want to shine in a dark world, and you want your home and your heart to be filled with peace, gratitude is the password. Today we got to make a choice. No more wandering. No more complaining. No more circling around the same mountain of murmuring. I'm going in. Lift up your voice with thanksgiving. Bless his name. Gratitude would change your spirit. It would change your atmosphere. Ultimately, it would change your destiny. That means right now. Amen. The presence of God. When we invite the sweet spirit of God to come in, how wonderful it is. The gratitude is not just an attitude. It becomes a pathway into the power of the Almighty God. Amen. When we lift our hearts and we're thankful, we're saying, God, come on in. I lift my hands. I lift my voice. I open my heart. I put in the password. And I come before your presence tonight. Instead of just focusing on what you're lost in life and the failures that you've had, amen, you need to thank him for what remains and watch what God does with what remains in your life when we're grateful, amen, for who he is. Job lost it all. And friend, his friends, his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? When Job did not have anything but God. That's all he had left. Sister Mott, Job, and have anything but God. And what do they want him? They wanted him to curse the last thing he had, God. Whoa, that's the one we need to praise. That's the one that we need to honor. And guess what? Because Job didn't curse God or charge God foolishly, he didn't complain foolishly. But he praised God and honored God. Guess what happened? Job, there came an ending to your trial. There came an amazement to even the devil. Amen. Because at the end, Job got everything back. Amen. Tonight, I'm not going to be shaken. I'm not going to be moved tonight. I'm going to stand in faith and believe what God can do. I'm going to trust him, and I'm going to use my password. Would you stand in this place tonight? Amen. I'm telling somebody that the password is still available. Amen. It's simple tonight. Oh, but Brother Crossway, you don't know my case, but you don't know my God. Oh, you don't know my situation. You don't know my wife. You don't know my God. You don't know the rut I've been in, but you don't know the power of God. Grateful people find a transformation. Grateful people become a powerful people. Because when all you have left is God, I'm not going to kick God out of my scene. I'm not going to condemn or curse God. He's the greatest source there is. The Bible says he's the one that's made us, not we ourselves. Job wasn't his own maker. Job cursed the day he was born. But he didn't curse the God that made him. He gave God the honor, the recognition. Hallelujah. I believe you need to come out of your chair tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You need to come out of your chair. Hallelujah. And when you come out of your chair, walk down that aisle to the front of the church. Hallelujah. Somebody need to press up close. Come on, get in between the altar and the pulpit tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, step out of here and say, God, I come to use a password. I come to put it in. I come to thank you for your goodness. I come to worship you. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it tonight, son of God. Give the Lord that song tonight of praise.
I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm going to stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do.
Come on, give the Lord your praise.
To his promise.
I'm standing on the promise.
In control.
I will not be shaken.
No, 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 no.
Hallelujah. Somebody ought to sing it to the Lord tonight.
I will not be moved. I'm going
to stand. I will not be moved. I'm going to stand in faith and
watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control.
I will not be shaken.
No, 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 no.
I will not be shaken.
I will not be moved. I'm going to stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to his promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no.
I will not be shaken.
I will not be moved. I'm going to stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do.
Come on, give the Lord your battle tonight.
His promise that God is in control.
I will not be shaken.
No, 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 no.
Somebody ought to sing it. Oh, yeah.
I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. Watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no. Moses at the Red Sea, Pharaoh closing in. Standing at the water, sure looks like the end. God was up to something, and his people didn't know. Then he rolled the tide and opened wide the waves to make a road.
Come on, he's talking
when
to you tonight.
Everyone had doubted on the shore that day. I can just imagine hearing Moses say,
sing it, church.
I will not be shaken.
You want to celebrate?
I will not be moved. I'm going to stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do.
I'm holding to the promise
that God is in control.
I will not be shaken.
No, 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 no.
Oh, I will not be shaken.
I will not be moved. I'm going to stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise. the promise that God is in control.
I will not be shaken.
No, 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 no.
Moses at the Red Sea, Pharaoh closing in.
You ought to celebrate.
I will not be shaken.
You ought to sing it.
I will not be moved.
I'm going to stand.
I'm going to stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do.
I'm holding to the promise
that God is in control.
I will not be shaken.
No, 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 no.
What's in the furnace bound to be thrown in? Because they wouldn't bow down, no.
This world still tells believers, do not his name, but by his power, you will be saved. I will not be shaken, I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control.
I will not be shaken, no, 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 no.
Not be shaken.
Come on, sing it, saint of God.
I will not be moved.
Come on, use that password tonight.
Faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise.
I'm holding to the promise.
Control.
God will not be shaken. No, 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 no. Sing it again.
I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no. I will not be shaken.
Sing it.
I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do.
I'm holding to the promise
that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no.
Is built on
nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and I won't be shaken.
Somebody sing it with them tonight. My hope
My
is built.
Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and I won't be shaken. On nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness,
and
I won't be shaken.
My hope is built.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness,
and
I won't be shaken. Be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken. No, 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 no.
somebody tonight and just look at them and tell them, God's got this. Look at somebody and tell them, God's got it. Woo. I feel the power of victory tonight so strong. There's something in the making. I feel something in the making. I feel something in the making. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, something's in the making. The Holy Ghost is doing something in our lives. Your life, my life, your brother's life, sister's life. Turn to somebody else. God's doing something. Hallelujah, praise God. Woo, hallelujah. I feel joy and victory tonight. Hallelujah. It's been this all day long from the moment we pulled on this facility parking lot. I'm telling you, I have felt the peace and the joy of the Lord. This morning we preached about it. Amen. About pressure, about the power of the Lord in the midst of pressure. Amen. God's in control tonight. I mean, I just, man, it just flowed. And I knew, amen, that we were going to leave here with joy and victory and with a password. Woo. Punch it in. Amen. Hallelujah. Apply it. Be grateful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Now, you got to apply this week. You got to be grateful. Amen. Watch it change you. Amen. What? Tuesday night when we come back, I'm going to be looking for somebody to catch me and say, Pastor, I got to tell you what God's done. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. My, 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 my. Amen. God bless you. Remember the announcements. Amen. And let's grow to heaven. You're dismissed tonight in Jesus' name.